Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Time for Speed Jokes, sponsored by Team Hochberg. Here we go. We got a joke today from James in Niles, Michigan, and Randy in Rockford, and Katie from Evanston says, "This is my first time submitting a speed joke. Thank you for 3 years of speed jokes." Nick, you gave me a pronouncer, Nick. Thank you for this. Aloysio of Roselle. Marge Sipla sent us a joke. Jay Johnson did too. Steve and Orland and Jerry Cohn from the home of Aurelio's Pizza, best in the Southland. And Homewood, by the way, we'll review the pizza brackets here at WGN Radio. Some major upsets. If you had the 4-5 seeds in the pizza brackets, you're doing very well because the ones and twos have been knocked off. Bill in Cherville sent us a joke. LJ and Elgin, Chris and Kerry, Joan O'Brien in Bloomingdale. Fran Rivet sent us a joke. John Capper in Park Ridge. Peggy Roberts, Rick Storto in Oak Park. Karis Smith, Andy Joy. Thank you, everybody. Here we go now. A German shepherd, a golden retriever, and a cat are at the pearly gates. St. Peter asked them why they should be admitted, and the German shepherd says, "Well, I guarded my family well," and in he goes. Golden retriever says, "I have played with the children. I've been a great family dog," in he goes. The cat says, "Hey, you're sitting in my chair." What did the farmer say when he couldn't find his tractor?
I don't know. What?
He said, "Where's my tractor? Come on, Andy. This isn't rocket surgery. I went to give blood at the Red Cross, but they wouldn't take my blood because they said I had too much of a certain mineral."
Iron?
Rust. Nobody was scared when the clown invasion started at the beach. I mean, it's just one boat, they said. How bad can it be? Ouch, I served dinner to my family last night. Oh, we're going to do this one tomorrow. Hey, I had a weird dream that actress Reese got stabbed by a fork.
Reese Witherspoon?
No, with her fork. Andy, did you know that after all these years, the pool on the Titanic is still full of water?
Yeah, you told that one yesterday, John.
Andy, did you know that if you were to lay all the blood vessels of a man end to end, he would die? Behind every husband who thinks he wears the pants in the family is a wife who told him which ones to wear. Laying them out. I just started practicing some speed reading techniques. Last night I read War and Peace in about 10 seconds. Granted, that was the title, but still making progress. Hey, they just put a new speed bump outside my apartment complex. Actually, I hope that was a speed bump.
In the following scene, Dave Ennett will, Andy Mazur
okay,
will
take
portray.
It from, we'll edit this out.
Three, two.
The 130 edition is going to be awesome. Go ahead, Steve.
In the following scene, Andy Mazur will portray an old codger, and John Williams will star as another old codger.
It's windy today.
No, it's Thursday.
So am I. Let's get a milkshake. Two men just got through. By the way, I'm sorry about this joke. I'm going to tell it anyway. Two men just got through playing golf. They went to the bar, and the bartender said, "What'd you guys shoot?" And they both said 64. And the bartender says, "That's great. The course record is 64. And then the golfer said, "Well, we only played 14 holes. And the bartender said, "Why did you only play 14 holes? And he said, "Well, we graduated from Purdue, and we never play in the final four."